welcome back to Blotter Briefs. Teehee Briefs, although joke is not great given today's topic. I mean, it's never great, it's dumb, but here we all are together. Each Blotter Brief, as you know, is meant to make a tiny dent in my huge true crime to-do list. Today's topic comes to us from May of this year. It's an Emmy-nominated documentary from a first-time director. Counselors in my chambers for... What Haunts Us? The Crime. In the late 70s and through the 80s, and actually before that, high school, quote, athletic trainer Eddie Fisher, Fisher with a C, so no relation, assaulted dozens and dozens of students at schools around the Charleston, South Carolina area. But the vast majority of his victims attended the prestigious Porter Gaud School. With the knowledge of the school's leadership and board of trustees, who were more interested in keeping up appearances than in shutting down a serial rapist whose predations resulted over time in many victims taking their own lives, to the tune of 6 suicides out of 49 of the boys in a single graduating class. The story. Paige Talmach, then Paige Goldberg, attended Porter Gaud during Fisher's reign of terror, and the logline for the film implies that she set out to explore the high rate of suicides among her peers in her hometown. But it's clear from the jump once you start watching What Haunts Us that Talmach knows full well what is causing this so-called epidemic that almost everyone in her cohort knows and may always have known. It's also clear towards the middle of the film what's motivating Talmach, a successful entrepreneur who's never made a film before, although she is married to producer and former Sony Pictures head honcho Matt Talmach, so she has absorbed the grammar. More on this in a sec. As a girl, Talmach went on a tennis date with a boy, and the boy told her as directly as he could manage, for the time and circumstances, what was going on with Fisher, and she said nothing to the boy or to any adults, and she is perhaps trying to expiate her silence, even though many of the people she interviews, experts and survivors alike, stress that telling is very rare, seems impossible to many kids, and is counted on by pedophiles as a door children will keep closed. What Haunts Us is a little overproduced in the way of a first-time documentarian. A lot of shots through simulated shards of glass or yearbook photos arrayed as in a dark room with its situationally ominous red light. Some of the budget is rather pointedly spent on music rights. But despite that, and the fact that this story, bleak as it is to say, is not unique, a fact Talmach points up at the end with a barrage of headline snippets just referring to prep school cases of pedophile predators sheltered by their administrations. And I will note here that my own prep school has had a couple of 3 male teachers busted for preying on the teenage students, as did my brother's alma mater. I would not say that our schools sheltered anyone that they knew was doing wrong by the kids, but I can't say for sure they didn't. In any case, What Haunts Us is haunting. It is a watchable and affecting 80 minutes. Maybe it is that prep school factor, in fact. Talmach uses a lot of shots of old Porter Gaud yearbooks, and there's something about the way the children of privilege choose to memorialize this time that way. The continuity of not quite fun fonts, the silly paper traditions always named things like step sing or cane spree, with various Topher's and Peggy's capering around at the margins of the photos. The cynical headline puns dragged out of a hangover tarn minutes before deadline by the yearbook staff. It's my father's and his brother's academy in Pennsylvania. It's mine and my brother's in North Jersey, Exeter, Madeira, and. The things the yearbook doesn't catalog are the things the yearbooks evoke for me. And Talmach is particularly good at getting her interviewees to talk about the atmosphere in which they were operating slash trying to survive at the turn of the 80s. Charleston's particular peeling paint way of keeping up appearances, the target selections by Fisher, knowing that the children of the local elite would understand in their bones that to prevent shame from coming to their families was paramount. That we've heard about this sort of grooming behavior before doesn't make this rendition of it any less chilling.
I can remember one of our surf meetings at Eddie Fisher's house. Here's this old bachelor living by himself. There's beer in the fridge and we can drink. Porn magazines around. Porn videos, and he was saying, oh yeah, pop one in if you want. At that point, you know, I was like, that's just weird. That's not cool.
It was more than weird. It was actually criminal.
Again and again, alas, nothing you haven't heard before, and you could argue you've seen or heard it done, quote, better in properties like The Keepers or Spotlight. But if this was on your list, it's a worthwhile sit, although I should warn you that the deposition footage of Fisher almost eagerly sharing information with his interlocutors about his crimes is nauseating. Once again, it's called What Haunts Us, and it's available on Stars On Demand and on the Stars app. Quick programming note. I have moved the Believed podcast to the main podcast topic list, so you'll be hearing about that in a few weeks' time on the main podcast. In the meantime, if you have true crime properties you want to hear about here or on the Big Wednesday pod, you can find me on social media at Blotter Presents on both Facebook and Twitter. And if you become a Patreon tipster, you'll get to listen to and help choose the mini episodes I don't send to Gen Pop. That page is patreon.com/blotterpresents. Thank you for listening to today's Blotter Brief. I'm your host, Sarah D. Bunting, and I'm always prepared to rule.